September 14th through the 20th, 3 Nephi chapters 8 through 11. Arise and come forth unto me. In 3 Nephi chapters 8 through 11, the people heard the voice of God speaking to them. As you read these chapters, pay attention to what His voice says to you. Quote, "Behold, I am Jesus Christ, whom the prophets testified shall come into the world." End quote. See 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 10. With these words, the resurrected Savior introduced Himself, fulfilling over 600 years of Book of Mormon prophecies. Quote, "That appearance and that declaration constituted the focal point, the supreme moment, in the entire history of the Book of Mormon. It was the manifestation and the decree that had informed and inspired every Nephite prophet. Everyone had talked of Him, sung of Him, dreamed of Him, and prayed for His appearance. But here He actually was, the Day of Days. The God who turns every dark night into morning light had arrived." End quote. From Jeffrey R. Holland, Christ and the New Covenant, 1997, pages 250 and 251. Ideas for personal scripture study. 3 Nephi chapters 8 through 11. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. You might notice that themes related to darkness and light, both physical and spiritual, are repeated throughout 3 Nephi chapters 8 through 11. What do you learn from these chapters about spiritual darkness and light? What brings darkness into your life? What brings light? Why do you think the Savior chose to introduce Himself as the light and the life of the world? See 3 Nephi chapter 9 verse 18 and chapter 11 verse 11. How has Jesus Christ been a light in your life? 3 Nephi chapters 8 through 10. If I repent, the Savior will gather, protect, and heal me. How do you imagine the people felt after experiencing the destruction and darkness described in 3 Nephi chapter 8? How do you think they may have felt when they heard the Savior's voice speaking about light, mercy, and redemption in chapters 9 and 10? Even though the Savior proclaimed that the terrible destruction was a result of the people's sins, He promised that He would heal those who would return to Him and repent. See 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 2 and 13. Elder Neil L. Anderson remarked, quote, "I am amazed at the Savior's encircling arms of mercy and love for the repentant, no matter how selfish the forsaken sin. I testify that the Savior is able and eager to forgive our sins." End quote. From "Repent That I May Heal You," Ensign Orleahona, November 2009. Search 3 Nephi chapters 9 and 10 for evidence of Christ's mercy and His eagerness to forgive. For example, what do you find in 3 Nephi chapter 9 verses 13 through 22 and chapter 10 verses 1 through 6 that helps you feel the Savior's love and mercy? Ponder experiences when you have felt Him gather and nourish you. See 3 Nephi chapter 10 verse 4. Consider recording these experiences in a journal or sharing them with your loved ones. 3 Nephi chapter 11 verses 1 through 8. I can learn to hear and understand God's voice. Have you ever felt that you were struggling to understand a message that God was communicating to you? Perhaps the experience of the people in 3 Nephi chapter 11 verses 1 through 8 can help you understand some principles in hearing and understanding God's voice. You might note the characteristics of God's voice that the people heard and what they did to better understand it. How might this account apply to your efforts to hear and recognize the voice of God in your life through personal revelation? 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 8 through 17. Jesus Christ invites me to gain a personal testimony of Him. There were about 2,500 people gathered in Bountiful when Jesus Christ appeared. See 3 Nephi chapter 17, verse 25. Despite this large number, the Savior invited them each, one by one, to feel the nail prints in His hands and feet. See 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 14 through 15. What does this suggest to you about the importance of having personal experiences that build faith in Jesus Christ? In what ways does the Savior invite you to arise and come forth unto Him? What experiences have helped you gain a witness that He is your Savior? You might also consider how the Savior's examples in these verses could inspire your efforts to minister to others. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the Scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. 3 Nephi chapters 8 and 9. To help your family relate to the experiences described in 3 Nephi chapters 8 and 9, you could retell or listen to a recording of portions of these chapters in a darkened room. Discuss what it might have been like to be in darkness for 3 days. Then you could talk about how Jesus Christ is the light of the world. See 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 18. 3 Nephi chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. The imagery of a hen gathering her chicks can be a powerful teaching tool to help children understand the Savior's character and mission. You could read these verses while your family looks at a picture of a hen and chicks. Why would a hen need to gather her chicks? Why does the Savior want to gather us close to Him? What might happen if a chick chose not to gather when called? 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. Perhaps you could read some of these verses in a soft, small voice. What did the people have to do to understand the voice from heaven? What do we learn from their experience? 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 21 through 38. Is someone in your family preparing to be baptized? Reading 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 21 through 38 could help them prepare. How can pondering the Savior's teachings in these verses help family members who have already been baptized? 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 29 through 30. What do these verses teach us about contention? How can we do away with contention in our home? See 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 30. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for primary. Improving personal study. Record impressions. Elder Richard G. Scott said, quote, "Knowledge carefully recorded is knowledge available in time of need. Recording spiritual impressions enhances the likelihood of your receiving further light." End quote. From Acquiring Spiritual Knowledge, Ensign, November 1993.